My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I do thank you all for taking the time out of your schedule. It is a Friday, another week in the books, if you will. I had a few shows on the road this week, but back in my home studio today, which is always comfortable. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in throughout the week. And of course, for those of you that do visit my webpage to download the podcast, which has been just a wonderful thing. I love technology. You know, if you can't listen live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived right on the webpage. Just go to drjeffreyburke.com. You can download the show that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. Every day here on the show, we talk about the topics that we need to be discussing, the things that are important, the things that are relevant, and the health conditions that many of us are having, you know, on a regular basis that we need to maybe have a little bit more focus on. I bring you the best guest in the industry. And like I said, the topics, they're the things that are going on in the media, going on in our mind, the things we're thinking about, dealing with, plagued with, or worried about. So I want to make sure that those are always relevant. Every day, I also send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I do that for many reasons. Number one, when you're dealing with your health, it's confusing. And we have a tendency to want to do things quickly and easily and bring out the magic wand and make everything go away. And I think what ends up happening is we have a tendency to sometimes, you know, maybe read into the information we're getting or get information from a situation or a source that's maybe giving us what we want to hear, but maybe what we what we really need to hear is what we're not getting. And we're not really focused as much as we should be because, you know, we've got a lot of stuff on our plate. I think people get a clear focus when something major happens or something crucial to their health or something life-changing, life-altering, or, you know, life-losing, if you will. You know, sometimes when we get up against the wall and something major happens, we become very interested in our health at that point. And maybe if we just focus just a little bit more along the way, made some minor little changes and made some adjustments, we might just find that we're going to be able to be a lot healthier for it and have a better quality and quantity of life as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. They are so good at what they do. They bring you the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service and the greatest selection of the highest quality products, all in one location. It is a full service location, and for people that are probably under 20, they've never really seen a full service store of any kind. There was a time when every business out there was a full service store, meaning you went in, you were greeted, they took care of you, they answered your questions, they made sure that they were there for you. You wanted to go back to those stores because of the great service. And, you know, today we live in the middle of a self-service world. So sometimes we, you know, really kind of do it on our own and we do a lot of guessing. Stay Healthy makes sure that when you walk out, you have great peace of mind. And you want to go back again, and you want to check in, and you want to say, yeah, I'm doing really well with this. I want to start working on this now. Where do we go from here? And they're also the first ones to tell you, work with your doctors, work with your medical practitioners, get your blood work done, get your checkups done, you know, and then make the choices that you need to make for your individual situation. So Stay Healthy, in their fourth decade as well in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. Print a $5 off coupon, good for your next $50 purchase at the store. And go to StayHealthyLasVegas.com. The industry articles are well worth the read. And, of course, a thumbs up on Facebook would also give you daily tidbits and connecting to the store information. And I just think that all the information we get, whether it's a tidbit, a little tip, or it's a long story, or it's just an article one way or another, or coming in and getting your questions answered directly, it's all information. And today it's really what we need to start heading in a healthier direction. Well, today we're going to be talking about a topic that, you know, we don't hear as much about, but we're starting to hear a lot more about. And for the people that are plagued with this situation, it's a problem. We're going to talk about gout today. You know, gout is an interesting thing. There was a time when I don't think we would ever hear of anybody that wasn't in the older geriatric category that would be having gout problems, older. But that really kind of goes for everything. Remember type 2 diabetes, remember heart attacks and strokes and arthritis and all those things. There was a time when that was an older in your life, geriatric kind of time health problem list. But today we don't really see that list anymore being only for the geriatric group. We are seeing a lot younger people that are starting to now have a lot of these, you know, at one time geriatric conditions. Gout itself is not just the result of one condition. There's a lot of different causes for it. Some are classified as a primary source. Some are the result of other health problems. Gout basically is a condition caused by high levels of uric acid in the blood. Now, uric acid is the byproduct of the breakdown of purines and serves no function in the human body. A regular healthy person is able to excrete uric acid through urine, but some people, like the people with gout, it's not as possible for them to do that. The two reasons why: there's too much uric acid in the bloodstream and the body is not able to excrete enough uric acid, so it builds up in the system. Two cases are interrelated with each other: genetics and certain lifestyle choices cause uric acid levels to be, well, high and inhibit the body's ability to excrete it. So, different kinds of gout. The primary form of gout is due to an innate hereditary problem that results in the buildup of uric acid within the body. 90% of people who are diagnosed with primary gout are male. The condition is virtually non-existent in premenopausal women. Secondary gout develops as a result of acquired metabolic problems or medication. So when you really start taking a look at the big picture, you're going to find that, you know, a lot of people are going to just ask themselves, why am I suffering with gout? It is all about the uric acid. The reason we suffer is our joints are painful and they get inflamed. Uric acid is a normal product in the body. It's a substance that ends up breaking down and usually is flushed. But if it's not flushed, then we get that buildup. Triggers of this hyperuricemia, which is high uric acid: an injury can trigger it, infections, surgery, diuretics, chemotherapy, crash diets, alcohol consumption, especially more on the beer side, eating a large amount of red meat and shellfish, getting dehydrated, drinking too much in the sugary soda area. It's these triggers that can cause the hyperuricemia, which is the underlying cause of the gout. When you overproduce uric acid, your kidneys have a hard time flushing out uric acid as they routinely do on a normal basis. If you are suffering with gout, how can you be sure? Well, one of the telltale signs is excruciating pain in areas like the big toe. A lot of people notice it there first. Other areas can be intermittent, you know, in the joints like the foot and the knee. If it's left untreated, it's going to end up being a chronic condition. Because of the rise of healthcare costs and a lot of the inclination to use prescription drugs and surgeries today, a lot of people are leaning more toward the alternatives. And I think that really is a good thing because of the fact that sometimes we don't know which way to go and we don't know exactly which area we should be heading. And I think it gets very, very confusing. So when you start dealing with these painful conditions, it is a form of arthritis. And when this uric acid builds up in the body, a lot of people really do experience a lot more inflammation. And we already live in an inflammatory world. So what happens is it just adds a lot more to the body. Now, some things you have to keep in mind: we know meats and seafood, believe it or not, beans and alcohol, fructose, sugar, yeast, and even some vegetables can actually raise your uric acid levels. And as you start to make dietary changes, you'll notice that it is much, much better and less frequent of a breakout. Now, some people get the severe pain, like I said, in the feet and the ankles, but some people also get it in the wrist and the hands and the fingers. And back where, you know, a lot of times you lay down and it's so sensitive that the sheet bothers your sensitivity, you know that you probably are dealing with a pretty good flare-up of gout. Now, I've talked to people over the years that had gout for years. It went away. They haven't had a flare-up in a long time, and then something will set it off, and they'll have a flare-up for a period of time. And it's never a good thing. It's always something that causes them to have a lot of discomfort. Some of them get fevers. Some of them deal with days and weeks of lingering pain. Sometimes they get lumps and bumps at the joint area. When the toe area is really inflamed, when gout is flaring up, it's hard to wear shoes. Sometimes it's even hard to wear socks. So for the people out there that are dealing with it, you know, they need to realize that there are different kinds of treatment. Now, at the onset of gout, your physician will probably do a physical exam, and that's okay. They may order blood test and joint fluid test and imaging test to kind of put it, kind of get it under control. Gout is really not curable. Conventional treatments focus on relieving of the pain to give us a better quality so we can deal with it until the flare-up goes away. Usual treatment, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or NSAIDs, including over-the-counter things like ibuprofen, naproxen sodium, as well as prescription Indocin and Celebrex. We also know that they will recommend, you know, of course, making sure that you're doing the normal things, drinking plenty of water. Allopurinol is a drug that's been recommended for a long time. It's a little hard on the kidneys and hard on diabetes and blood pressure. So you have to be very careful with that as well. But there's a pretty much of a laundry list of things that they may recommend if you go the traditional route. Now, some people do, and they get the relief that they need, and that's great. But when these symptoms flare up, you have to make a decision. I mean, you can go and get a diagnosis, which is fine, to work with your medical practitioner. If you've had it in the past, you probably remember, because it's going to be basically very similar, or in one area or another, varying on the degree of pain than you've had in the past. The first one, I think, throws people for the loop. And a lot of people notice it mostly in that big toe at the very beginning. And like I mentioned, also feet, ankles, knees, hip, wrist, hands, fingers, areas of the body that you might not even think that would ever be a problem. There can also be a noticeable discoloration in the joint. They can become deep red or even purple at onset and change color through the attack. Joints that are swollen and stiff can even be a little hot to the touch. Sometimes a fever can be there. Joints are inflamed and very tender, and sometimes they can affect your mobility and flexibilities. And like I said, even sometimes you'll form these hard lumps and bumps on those joint areas. Since we know that gout is believed to be caused at least, you know, by certain foods, and we know that changing your diet may help to reduce, in addition, there are remedies and there are things that we can do naturally to make a dramatic difference. The first one is cherries. We know that researchers have found that 2 days of cherry intake can reduce recurrent gout attacks by upwards of 35%. I got some really good information from Dr. Axis site, and I want to make sure that I, you know, give him credit because he's bringing such good information. It's fairly easy to read. This cherry situation, they found that researchers, when they combined allopurinol, the risk of reoccurrence was lowered by 75%. So sometimes a combination of both medication and the natural can be done. Cherries are known to reduce inflammation and promote things like weight loss and also help us sleep at night, believe it or not. Drinking unsweetened cherry juice during a gout occurrence can provide relief. Now, you can get cherry juice at Stay Healthy. You can get it in the juice. You can also get it in concentrate form, which you can dilute down. Very, very effective. Now, a lot of people will ask, you know, after it's gone, can I take a glass of, you know, cherry juice every day as a preventive maintenance? Absolutely. You know, sometimes when it's under control, sometimes a little bit of maintenance might just keep it from rearing its ugly head, or slow it down and maybe not occur as often, or maybe bring down the tone of a flare-up. Something else that's used very effectively is celery seed extract, which is extremely rich in antioxidants. Celery seed helps to reduce uric acid in the body. Make sure you get a really good quality celery. Celery seed extract, it can be taken throughout the day. Some people, once again, I have people that I know that have been doing this a long time that will have their cherry juice in the morning and a couple celery seed capsules, and they use it preventively. They want to do everything they can to make sure that it doesn't flare up. Now, this one was kind of interesting because I'm thinking acid, but it worked a little differently. And the more I read about it, I guess that it makes more sense. Coffee. Drinking coffee, both regular and decaf, have been shown to lower uric acid levels in the body. They don't know why it works, but there are pretty good studies to indicate that it may help. So you would think that the tannic acids and things that are in the coffee would be more of an adjutant, but it's really not in this case. So definitely something to keep in mind. Obviously, vitamin C, multiple studies, and a new recent double-blind placebo-controlled randomized trial have shown that vitamin C significantly reduces uric acid levels. So if you've had gout before, of course, you want to consume vitamin C-rich foods and take a good high-quality vitamin C every day. Now, you knew this was going to be in here somewhere, turmeric, probably one of the most effective anti-inflammatory compounds available. Turmeric can help relieve the inflammation and pain associated with gout. A lot of studies are now showing that turmeric's active compounds, curcumin, power at fighting inflammation. Select a supplement with piperine, which is black pepper, to improve the absorption and also cause a little bit of an adjutant in there to stimulate certain forms of inflammation that actually reduce inflammation. It's kind of a double negative, but that's exactly how it works. So get a good quality turmeric. I really like, there's a lot of really good ones at the store. I love the New Chapter turmerics. I love the Gaia turmerics. I love New Chapter's Zyflamend, which is an amazing anti-inflammatory. If I had gout, I would be using black cherry juice and celery seed, and I'd be using Zyflamend and probably taking extra turmeric every day. Irwin Naturals has a great turmeric. They have a great sale on turmeric from Irwin Naturals right now. But you can pick from really good quality at Stay Healthy, you know. But you want to choose quality products. If you're going to take the time to do this and you're going to take the time to, you know, put yourself into a healthier way of approaching your situational symptoms of a health problem, choose wisely, you know, with your products. Because don't just do something to do something because, you know, saying to yourself, well, I'll get something out of it. Well, that's true, but why go that way if we don't have to? Why not ask a couple more questions and pick the right product? Now, purine-rich foods you want to avoid. These are things like beef and things that a lot of people probably don't eat. Goose and organ meats and sweetbreads and mussels and anchovies, herring and mackerel, spinach, asparagus, beans, lentils, even some mushrooms and dried peas. You want to avoid foods that are oxalate, rich foods including spinach and rhubarb and beets and nuts and chocolate, black tea, strawberries and beans. Sometimes allergens, including dairy, wheat, gluten, corn, and food additives. Refined foods, definitely. Foods that we should be eating and enjoying that are actually going to be beneficial are things like high-fiber foods, including, you know, barley and bran and rye and brown rice and avocados, potatoes and bananas. Vitamin C-rich foods like oranges and red and green bell peppers and broccoli and guava, kiwi, Brussels sprouts. Magnesium-rich foods, pumpkin seeds and yogurt and kefir, almonds, figs, artichokes, cashews, wild-caught salmon, and of course cherries and unsweetened cherry juice, and omega-3 foods, wild-caught salmon and tuna and walnuts and flax seeds and chia seeds and grass-fed dairy. So there's plenty of foods that we can be eating. It seems like we're kind of walking the line on a Mediterranean diet, but with some adjustments. We know that when we are consuming moderate to high levels of these purine foods, including the beef and seafood and the alcohol and all those things, we have to remember that those are leading causes of gout. They say when you are overweight or even in the obese category, more uric acid is produced and the kidneys may have a more difficult time eliminating the excess. High blood pressure can help bring your numbers into normal range, would be a really good thing to do. But the thing is, we know that we also know that many times when we have high blood pressure, sometimes medications can be a trigger. We don't want to allow ourselves to get dehydrated. Staying hydrated by drinking your minimum 8 glasses of water each day, and even more during the summer months, can be a better thing for you. Working to reduce our triglycerides by losing weight, avoiding sugary foods and alcohol, and replacing unhealthy fats with healthy ones is a good plus. If you are diabetic, making sure that you are trying to lower your A1C and making sure that you are doing everything you can to eat a healthier diet. Metabolic syndrome is rearing its ugly head today, and I think that's why the golden black seed is doing so well from New Chapter for the people that have metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is kind of like an umbrella policy. These metabolic conditions in our body, whether it's blood sugar, blood pressure, high cholesterol, the risk for cardiovascular disease, these things actually add to each other and enhance each other's negative effects on our body. And sometimes when you have one, without the attention made to the body, many times it can actually lead to more than one problem. So definitely working on metabolic syndrome. If you are working on this or you're in that condition, keep in mind that golden black seed that comes from New Chapter. That could make a dramatic difference. And of course, you know, good multiple vitamin, plenty of omega-3 fatty acids. These are good things. We also know that heart disease and the medication associated can stimulate gout. So keeping our coronary condition in balance, avoiding the foods that cause inflammation, and doing all these things on a regular basis can really make a dramatic difference. We know that we're seeing more and more people every single day that are having gout and acid buildup. You know, there's some amazing things that we can do, and some of the best things are diet-based. Get rid of the sugar. Get rid of the meats that are loaded with antibiotics, you know, cut back on the alcohol, you know, and really you can make some really, really good, smart benefits with just a little bit of time and energy. I love the cherry juice aspect because I've seen it do so many amazing things. I know people that have gout and, you know, they like the juice, they pick it up, it stay healthy, they do the concentrate in the juice. But when cherries are in season, I know a couple people that just buy tons of these cherries. You know, they pit them, they freeze them, they juice them, they put them up in bottle, like they can them, so they actually have cherries available. I have a friend that has a freezer in his garage full of cherries. They eat them every single day. They put them in their cereal, they put them in their smoothies, they put them in their oatmeal, they throw them in the juicer, they throw them in the blender. I mean, they do everything with them, so when they're in season, they stock up. I mean, they buy tons of these because they want the fruit all year long. And I know that you can actually now buy frozen cherries, which are very good. Black cherry juice is amazing. And it can lower your gout attacks down by huge percentages. I mean, if you've ever suffered with it, the way that I've heard it described to me is that somebody is pounding a nail into your big toe. That's more than enough for me to never want to have it. I mean, that just put chills down my spine. So if you are having this, then you need to make the changes in your diet. Why would you, once over it and once past a flare-up, ever want it to come back again? Now, can we completely control it from coming back? No. But can we alter it by doing healthy things where it's not as bad and maybe doesn't last as long and maybe doesn't come as frequently? Yeah, I think we can. Another really powerful herb that you might want to think about is nettle. Nettle is a wonderful anti-inflammatory phytonutrient. You can buy it in tea form. You can drink nettle tea. You can buy it in supplement form. Very, very effective. Very good at helping to get rid of gout. It can also be a preventive nutrient as well. A lot of people, when they have gout, they're drinking the cherry juice, doing the diet. They may have a couple cups of nettle tea. Very, very effective. Fish oil. You know, fish oil is amazing. It doesn't always work as fast as like the cherry juice and the nettles and all that. But fish oil is an amazing lubricant. It's loaded with omega-3 fatty acids. It helps to reduce inflammation. And this is something you get to do long term because you're lubricating your joints. You're daily reducing inflammatory response. And it does make a very, very big difference. Now, I couldn't be able to talk about this without talking about magnesium. We know that magnesium, of course, it's an alkaline mineral, can decrease uric acid formation in the body. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It also, many of us out there today are lacking in magnesium. So bringing magnesium into the diet can make a dramatic difference. I love the Natural Vitality Calm. You can drink it hot at bedtime, which is really, really great, and you relax really well with it. You can also add it to your water bottle during the day. They're flavored wonderfully. When you put it in the water bottle, it takes a little bit more for that ionic bond to form. So if you put it in the water bottle, shake it up. It takes about 15 minutes in cold water, and then you can go ahead and drink it throughout the day. If you put it in hot water, the bonds are formed very quickly, almost instantaneously with the hot water. So you can drink it immediately. It's like after the fizzing stops, like almost like an Alka-Seltzer. You can drink it right after that. But if you put it in cold water, yes, you can drink it during the day. It's great for those people that have a tendency to have muscle cramps during the day, or they have many heart conditions and sore to the tendon kind of situations. Or you're sitting at a desk and you're wrapping your legs around the back of the chair and you're having, you know, soreness in the muscles across the shoulders, the back, the lower back, the legs. Drinking it during the day is good. Remember, if you drink way too much magnesium, you will definitely become one with your bathroom. It doesn't work that way for everybody, but it can. So definitely realize that you can cause some situations there. You know, you don't want to have diarrhea if you don't have to, but it does happen when you take a whole bunch of it. So we want to keep in mind gout is also known as gouty arthritis, caused by a buildup of uric acid. It's a metabolite of protein, can be very, very painful. It occurs more in men and second most in postmenopausal women. The excess of uric acid leads to the formation of small crystals of urate, and they end up getting to the point where we just have more and more inflammation. So we'll take a break. We'll touch a little bit more on this and some of the things you can look at Stay Healthy that, number one, are going to help you reduce inflammation. And you know what it is. When we reduce inflammation, everything else falls in place. We'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Sweet news, fish and flax oil can be delicious. The old days of plugging your nose, that oily texture, or swallowing lots of large capsules are over. Now there's a flavorful alternative, like a tasty dessert. Barleen's Omega Swirl is a high-potency omega-3 sensation that has the unbelievably sweet, creamy taste and texture of a fruit smoothie. Most Americans are severely omega-3 deficient, but the ultra-purified fish oil and 100% organic flaxseed oil Omega Swirls are the perfect solution for the entire family, supporting energy and endurance, joint mobility, heart health, healthy cholesterol levels, skin, hair, and nails, cognitive function, and more. Barleen's Omega Swirl was voted best product of the year by leading health publications. You need to taste it to believe it. So visit Barleen's.com for a free sample. See why the American Masters of Taste awarded Barleen's Omega Swirl the gold medal. Barleen's Omega Swirls. They're Omegalicious.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center. Estropause, menopause support, is formulated specifically for aging women. Female support. Menopause is a natural stage of life that all women must go through. To make the transition smooth and easy, many women require additional support. Minerals. Calcium and magnesium are two of the most important minerals for premenopausal women and support the structure and function of bones, muscles, and nerves. Botanicals. This multi-approach formula contains women's health herbs, including black cohosh, chasteberry, and red clover. Ginseng has been traditionally used as a tonic to combat physical fatigue and to support cognitive function. Estrapause Menopause Support delivers powerful ingredients to promote female health throughout all stages of menopause. Find Estrapause from Irwin Naturals at Stay Healthy, 840 South Ratcho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to your Stay Healthy health food store. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Of course, give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. You know, interestingly enough, you know, the more that you know, the more you want to know, and the more that you ask, the more that you learn. And if we just guess, we're never going to get it right. You know, and I talk to people from so many parts of the country, you know, by email, and other countries as well that tune into the show. And now, and I'm on the road now, so I'm meeting a lot more people on a one-to-one, and everybody's looking for the same thing. They just want to feel better. Everybody wants to just, you know, have more energy and feel a little bit stronger and, you know, having a little bit more, you know, vitality. And everybody will tell you it's the same thing every place I go. We're stressed out. We're overstressed. We know we don't focus enough on our good health. And, you know, and the common thing that I've really become perplexed with is how we've learned to accept it as okay. Well, it's just the way it is. You know, I am in my 50s and, you know, my mother had it, so now I have it. And, you know, I'm taking the pain meds and, you know, I'm just, it is what it is. It doesn't help a lot, but, you know, it gets me through the day. And I think to myself, why aren't you fighting harder? Maybe people did fight at one time, but they didn't have all the information. So maybe the fight was on fell on deaf ears and they weren't able to get a result. So it was easy to throw our hands in the air and just say, all right, it is what it is. It seems like we surrender sometimes with our own bodies and our own health really easily. But there's other things that we'll go to the mat for, principles and other things, politics and all kinds of stuff that we will go to the ends of the earth to be able to get our opinions across and try to make a change. But the most important thing in our world, our health, we don't fight enough for. And maybe it's confusing. Maybe we're just overwhelmed. Maybe we're coming from a different angle. Maybe we don't know which way to go. And I think that's why information and education is so important. I love to educate. I love giving people information. I love giving them the tools they need to go home and ponder their situation and then come up with a decision based that is good for them. Because not everything works for everybody the same way. You know, we're talking about gout today. You may find that with you, black cherry juice is the one thing. It manages it. You rarely get breakouts. You take a little bit every day. You may be someone who needs the black cherry juice and Zyflamend and omega-3 and celery seed and nettle tea because your body just produces a lot of it. There's also a group out there of people that somewhere along the line, we're told, you know, just take your supplements and you don't have to make any changes, you know, that have your cake and eat it too. And I just think the honesty and the honest way of actually focusing on this is to realize that we didn't get in our state of health today overnight. Number two, we didn't get in this bad state of health in many areas by not doing the wrong things. You can't be doing all the right things and then end up with all of these traditional problems that are usually traditionally from people that are doing it to themselves. 90% of the health problems we have today are self-induced. Our own knife and fork, our own lifestyles, our own choices, our own vices, our own habits, our own inability to make change and our ability to just condition ourselves that's the one way we know, our comfort zones that are very familiar but never really that healthy. And the only way that we can do something different is to do the opposite of what we're doing in many cases. You know, I was doing a consultation. I mentioned this a while back, and I was sitting down with this young lady, and we were talking about all the things that she does wrong. And she said, I just don't know how to change it. And I said, put it in reverse. And she goes, well, what does that mean? I said, you said it, you eat a lot of fast food, so don't do it. You know, if you have to do it once in a while for convenience, I get it, that's fine, but you're doing it every day. And I said, you eat no green vegetables of any kind. I said, so start eating green vegetables at least once or twice a day, minimum. You don't drink any water, so start drinking water. 8 to 10 glasses a day, just make it part of your routine. You rarely take your supplements, so take your supplements. I said, you don't get any sleep because you stay up late watching TV. Don't stay up late watching TV. Go to bed. You know, and as we started talking, she was just sitting there looking at me with this perplexed deer in a headlight look. And I got done talking and she said, she goes, well, that just sounds too easy. I said, who told you it had to be difficult? Change doesn't have to be difficult. It just has to be accepted and realized and respected. And we also have to realize that we're going to fall off the wagon once in a while. And that's okay. But rather than tucking, you know, and tucking yourself and dusting yourself off and getting on back on the thing the way we're supposed to, many people will tuck and roll and run and not get back on. I mean, if you have a stumble, if you have a fall, if you hit a speed bump, if you fall flat on your face and you're in the middle of the day and you know you've ruined your day so far, oh, it's okay. Shake it off. Why are we so hard on ourselves? You know, just make a change. I have a friend that's had gout for many, many years, and he had many flare-ups, and he changed his diet. He eats salmon, and he eats good quality proteins, lots of the right vegetables, doesn't drink anymore, drinks a couple cups of coffee a day after he read the study, drinks nettle tea in the evening time, takes his cherry juice, his celery, his Zyflamin, all his vitamins, omega-3s, everything, and has not had a flare-up in almost 8 years. Now, this is somebody that every time I used to call him, he was having a flare-up. He was sore, he was irritated, he was going to the doctor, they were giving him steroids, they were giving him pain meds because it was so painful that he could barely get his shoes on. So one day he just decided to make a change. And I've asked him before, I said, what was it? And he said, I was just tired of suffering with it. And he goes, and I finally realized that I was my own worst enemy. I was the reason that there was a problem. I was the reason that I was doing this. I was eating the foods. I was living the lifestyle. And I was the one actually lighting the fire on my own body. And I said, okay. And he said it was just stupid. It was one of these crazy epiphanies. And it was just so easy and so basic. And like I slapped myself alongside the head and said, make a change. Now, since he's done that and changed his diet, his blood pressure is now normal. His blood sugar is normal. His cholesterol is normal because he cut all the triggers that were causing those conditions. Also, he got off his medications and he's got a really healthy life and exercises every day, feels good, looks good, acts good. Now, not everybody is ready to make that kind of a commitment and change, although we should. You know, I heard something the other day. And it was a commercial, and this was this older gentleman talking to a young guy, and he says, now, you're at the age when you can drive. You can pick any car that you want. Pick exactly the one you want that you're never going to get tired of, because it's the only car you'll ever have your entire life. And he said, you'll have to take care of it and change the fluids and change the tires. And the kid said, basically, you know, I want to take care of it. He goes, if it's the only one I'm ever going to have, I've got to make sure that it's kept up in the best shape possible. And I thought to myself, this is the only body we have. This is our only one chance at living. And every year we get older and then we die. And while we're here, shouldn't we want to be giving our bodies this one body, this place we live in every day? Shouldn't we be wanting to give the same kind of attention to detail as we do for that one car that we would have? But we don't. And we get scared. And I've had friends of mine that, you know, have arthritis, but they also have gout flare-ups, and they did the program for a while. They went like a year, no problems, doing their cherry juice, cutting out the red meat and the alcohol, and doing amazing. And then they just fell off the wagon for a day or 2 days, and before you know it, they're back to the red meat and all that stuff again. And then I'll hear from them, they're like, oh my goodness, I've got the worst flare-up of gout. Well, how did you do that? Well, I kind of went off my program. And why would you go off of it? I that's the part I have a hard time understanding. If you've been able to find a way that works to keep you from being in that severe amount of pain, why would you not want to do that? And I've just decided it's human nature. We fall off the wagon easily. We climb on easy, we fall off easier. You know, and it's not always easy, whether it's our pride or whether it's our, I don't know, maybe just our idea that failure or something, maybe we haven't been successful in the past and a little bit of failure is hard for us to handle and we don't want to deal with it. You know, we have a lot on our plates today and people are in overwhelm most of the time. And when you have to take a little bit of extra time to, you know, shop a little differently, prepare your foods a little differently, make sure you've got your supplements organized, and remember to do your teas and your juices and all that kind of stuff, it does take a little bit of time, which means it takes time away from other things. Even though it's never time wasted, it's always good, constructive, beneficial, healthy time that you are utilizing. It's hard for us to do it. So when someone has a gout flare-up and we start talking about, you know, getting off your hydrogenated fats and oils and cutting out or cutting back on your alcohol and giving up a lot of your red meat, not eating any organ meat, and getting your weight and your blood pressure and your blood sugar and your uric acid under control by not adding more of it to the body and drinking more water and doing the things that you need to do, a lot of people have a hard time. They get overwhelmed. That's a lot of stuff on that list. Yeah, I understand. But I also understand how in pain you are, and you at that time have to call friends to go get you food and stuff because you can't drive, because you can't even put shoes on because you're in so much pain. And the sheets on the bed cause so much pressure on that's so sensitive. That should be motivating enough. We know that gout is caused by lifestyle and eating choices. The staple American diet has shifted all the way over to nothing but processed foods. If you are 20 years or a little around the 20-year age, you have been weaned, and your entire life you've had processed foods. If you're in your 50s or 60s, you were raised at a time when food was real. We ate real foods. We didn't eat fast food. It wasn't even available. We chewed our food. We sat down. We digested it. We knew the good food that we were eating, you know, but we didn't cut corners, and we ate really well-balanced meals. I know we did. And I know most of the people my age that were raised in my part of the Midwest, that you ate good food, real food. And then fast food and all this kind of stuff kind of took over, and it's gotten very convenient. And if you ask people that are eating fast food if they think it's good for them, they'll always say no. They'll say, no, and no, it's not good for me, but I need something fast, and I've got a class, and I got to get to work, and I don't have much time, and I've got this to do and that to do, and I just figured I'd grab something and eat it while I was on the way and hit two birds with one stone. And if you don't think that's the mentality out there, it is, because we're trying to, you know, do everything we can do to keep our body as healthy as we possibly can, but we're not doing the homework. And the biggest part of it is keeping our bodies positive, keeping our bodies rested, keeping our bodies active, keeping our bodies with proper nutrition, and having all this good stuff running through our system, because that's the important part of being able to stay healthy. It's not a magic bullet. It's not a magic pill. It's a combination of a whole bunch of things that work together. And if we can find our combination, things like gout, you know, even arthritis and some of the other health problems, we can put them under control. The basic thing is just listening to your body. Now, like I said, everybody's different. Some people will find great results, you know, on doing traditional treatments. You know, some people will want to go to the doctor and do their, you know, corticosteroids or their NSAIDs and things like that. And if that's what works for you, that's fine. But when you get it under control and they've got it to the point where, you know, you're not having the flare-ups and the pain is going away, think about the other ways of making your body healthier to maybe keep it from coming back. You know, get over the hill if you have to. And if it's painful enough, I understand it. I've got a friend that had did all the natural stuff for years, got away from it, had a massive flare-up, ended up in the hospital. Couldn't even walk. The pain was so bad. The joints were so swollen in his feet. And, you know, so he had to go on the pain meds and that stuff. But once he got it completely under control and he was walking again and the inflammation was gone, it took about a month for him to get his body back again. He went back on the stuff that he knew, and he hasn't had a flare up since. I have an uncle that actually went in, and his gout crystals were so bad that they had to do surgery and go inside the toe area and scrape out the gout crystals that had built up in there. Now, I can't even tell you the amount of pain that that triggers for me. So why would we not want to do something that we know can make a difference? And these are not big, you know, rocket science changes. Cut out the red meat. Cut out the alcohol. Stop eating fast junk food. Drink a lot of water. Get a lot of rest. Use black cherry juice concentrate. You know, use the celery seed. Take some natural anti-inflammatories like omega-3 fatty acids and turmeric and boswellia and things that can make a difference. You know, this is easy stuff to do, but it's different than what we're doing. So sometimes that seems like a mountain of change. And I think that's the hardest part we have to deal with. I hope that some of this information is good for you, and maybe it might make a difference. Maybe you've had a flare-up of gout in the past. I know that the people that I talk to that have had it, is just, they just tell me it's the worst thing ever. They say that apple cider vinegar, also very effective. Apple cider vinegar can be used to treat gout because its acidity relieves acute pain associated with gout. It increases the body's alkalinity, has some anti-inflammatory properties. So that's something that can make a difference. Ginger root, also known for its anti-inflammatory properties, mildly effective in easing the pain associated with inflamed joints. So very effective for gout as well. Baking soda was quite interesting when I heard about that. It's kind of similar to apple cider vinegar because it increases your body's alkalinity. A lot of people take baking soda to relieve gout pain by dissolving a half a teaspoon of baking soda in water and drinking multiple glasses throughout the day. And at Stay Healthy, they have a very good quality baking soda that's available, so you can pick that up there as well. We also know lemon juice, often combined with baking soda in the treatment of gout, to neutralize excess uric acid in the body. A lot of people will mix it directly in with the baking soda and water. It kind of causes this fizzing sensation, and then they usually drink it. Epsom salts, believe it or not. Epsom salts, very high in magnesium. A hot bath with Epsom salts or a foot soak can make a dramatic difference. You soak for 30 minutes, relax you, put about 10 drops of lavender oil in there as well. The aromatic part of that will make a difference. Of course, we talked about cherries. This was interesting on the list that I wasn't really familiar with, was bananas. They say that eating one or two bananas every day is believed to treat gout symptoms because bananas are higher in potassium, preventing uric acid. The thing about bananas that I have a problem with is there's so many chemicals used on bananas, and a lot of times they're picked so green that they don't really ripen. So that's probably the one I probably would not recommend as much to me, believe it or not. Chancapiedra is an herb. They know it's also known as a uric acid inhibitor. You can get this at Stay Healthy, and they also have it in the Cedar Bear line. It blocks uric acid production in the body, eliminating the occurrence of gout attacks. So this would be something that you could actually add your chancapiedra to, like your nettle tea, and drink it every single day. That would be a great preventive. It's been long used as a natural treatment for kidney and gallstones. Chancapiedra actually means stone crusher. It's a weed-like plant that reduces the occurrence of gout in the body by flushing out crystalline and keep it from building up. Very, very effective. So something else to keep in mind, I think drinking a cup of nettle tea with some drops of the chancapiedra in there would be really effective. I mean, I think I would try that. You know, so definitely a lot of alternative great choices for you to choose from. Never forget those wonderful anti-inflammatories that Stay Healthy. The turmeric you can buy individual, Boswell you can buy. Of course, the Zyflamend is a great anti-inflammatory. The Endo Inflame from Emerald Health, another amazing anti-inflammatory, works differently. You know, our endocannabinoid system we've talked about lately is very, very powerful. That when we get it in balance, a lot of things in the body start to balance themselves. So that's another way of another route of using the Endo Inflame as a supporter for the endocannabinoid system, but also giving you great results in the area of inflammation. And of course, the Zyflamend and using some of these products individually can really make a difference. Omega-3 is a great anti-inflammatory. It's more long-term, but once you start using a good quality fish oil, you're going to notice the difference in many categories, many of those metabolic syndrome areas, as well as skin and joints and intestines and bowels and all these other areas of the body that get better when you start lubricating and reducing inflammation with good quality oils. So definitely keep that in mind. I got a letter a couple of weeks ago from an individual who had so many health problems, from arthritis to diabetes to blood pressure and all this stuff. And he told his doctor that he was going to go on a program for a month and come back, and that he was going to be at a point where he wouldn't have to take his meds anymore. And he said his doctor just laughed at him. So he went home and he decided that he was going to have salmon three times a day, with green vegetables steamed and a bowl of oatmeal in the morning. And he was going to drink a gallon of water every day with lemon and lime in it. And he was going to take a ton of turmeric and fish oil and his Maltese and all this kind of stuff. And I guess he had a smoothie in the afternoon where he put like 3 tablespoons of cod liver oil, 3 tablespoons of flaxseed oil. He threw coconut oil in there with his fruit and his plant protein. So he did this for like 30 days. And he said he had never in his life felt this good. And he said, boredom with the fish, he said, but honestly, never felt so good. And he went back to his doctor, and his doctor did his test, and he said, you are no longer a diabetic, and your blood pressure is normal, and your HDL is in the 90s. And he said, your cholesterol ratio is amazing. And the doctor said, if you keep this up and come back, you know, in another 2-3 weeks, he goes, I'm going to take you off all the meds. So he decided he was just going to take control. He tired of feeling sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, I guess. And he decided he was going to make a difference. And he has gout. That was one of his flare-ups. He hasn't had any of that. We are what we eat. And what we provide to our body and supplement makes us who we are. And it gives us a better chance of being healthy. So we can make dramatic changes. We just have to make sure that we have the availability of the tools and we ask the right questions of the right people to get the answers. And then we can formulate our own ideas and paths and journeys. But, you know, you don't want to map out something without good tools, because you actually will be in a situation where you will not get the job done correctly. So if you have gout, go to the folks at Stay Healthy. Of course, find out from your doctor. Go in for checkups. If you're having a flare-up and it's out of control, you may need to go the route of the medical with anti-inflammatories and allopurinol and things like that. But, you know, if you've had a flare-up before and you get them once in a while, maybe some changes on your side. Some cherry juice concentrate, maybe some nettle, drinking some nettle tea, maybe some chonka piedra, you know, maybe using some soaks for your feet and Epsom salts, maybe just changing the diet dramatically and kicking the things to the curb that are actually the triggers that are causing it in the first place. So I think we need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can do. And one of the best ways of doing that is to ask questions. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They'll make sure your questions are answered. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in the Valley. They also make sure that you have, you know, a great experience choosing from only high quality products, and you get awesome prices as well. And that's all great stuff. Become part of the Stay Healthy family. They're in their fourth decade, and that's important in longevity these days, because they've been doing the right thing for a long time, and they still do it right every single day. That's why people depend on them. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles. Do some research of your own inside the webpage itself. Make sure that you are doing everything you can to get as healthy and get your questions answered. Really, really important. And while you're there, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And Facebook, I can't say enough about their Facebook page. Their Facebook page is enlightening, it's entertaining, it's educational. And all you have to do is give them a thumbs up and you'll be connected to them and you'll start getting their post every single day. And while you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke. When you click on the like button, you'll see that I answer your questions right on the page. I also post things that I think are important. I also post my shows and the topics and the guest every morning before the show airs, so you know what's coming up every day before I go on the air. It's just a great way of making sure that you're available to have the information and say, you know what, that's one I need to hear, or I'm so busy right now, I know it's going to be done, I'll go later and download the podcast. So it's a way of informing. My thanks to Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer who takes my show, records it, podcasts it, archives it on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, and makes sure that I have the availability of being able to recommend that people get to go there and download these great shows and take the time to truly feel better about the things that you're reading and the information that you have so you can make these decisions that are so important. And then, you know, of course, I'm going to send you to Stay Healthy to pick up the good stuff. You know, today you have a lot of choices on your supplementation. Don't choose just to choose. Choose wisely. Choose correctly. Choose with knowledge. Choose with your education. And make sure that all of your questions are answered. because there's nothing more important than that. And I hope that you'll take the time to make sure that you yourself are getting the benefit of great health and that you're getting the benefit of good knowledge, because I want everybody to have the best quality of life possible. And we're going to talk about it here. What you do with those tools, well, that's up to you. Hopefully you'll take them, you'll run with them, you'll apply them, you'll start thinking about them, and you'll start taking back your life again. Because I guarantee you, once you get started, once you see a difference, once you see a change, you're going to be ready to roll. I hope you have a great day and an awesome weekend, everyone. Do something special just for you. I'm going to ask you about it on Monday. Do something great, do something healthy, and have an awesome, healthy weekend. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.